Hey folks, hey superstars, hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here with another Millionaire Midnight Rant. And guess what? The topic tonight is going to be the 7 habits that made me a millionaire at 35. And listen, these are habits that I swear by. These are habits that I still use till today. And these habits, if you do this, I can't promise you millions of dollars, but I can promise you this, that you will see outcomes and results if you choose to do this, okay? This is something that I've been doing. I knew some of my other millionaire friends do as well. So I want to share it with you, okay? I want you to take notes, and you may be thinking, oh, I already understand this, Wesley. There's so many videos on the internet. Great. Well, it's a reminder, okay? If you've already heard this before, it's a reminder, but I promise you what you're going to hear are going to be things that are very impractical. You'll never think about it. You'll never think that that is something that I've done to make my first million at 35 years old, and some of these are going to be very unique out the box. You're going to say to yourself, wow. Whoa, really? You do that? Okay. And I promise you, at least 2 to 3 of these things you're not doing right now. Okay. So let's go ahead and get started. Go ahead and share this out. Show me some love. This is Wesley Virgin, your self-made millionaire from Houston, Texas. I'm currently in Columbia, Medellin. I'm in my second place here, just enjoying myself. I'm living my best life. I'm not gonna lie to you here. So you know I go live every night via my Instagram account to make a contribution to the world to help others like yourself become rich, successful. More importantly, help you get what you want. Okay. So let me get right into it if you don't mind. Take notes. Okay. You can record this audio as well. You can listen to it again on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts as well. I'm syndicated on every podcast on the internet. Currently, I'm the number one self-help personal development podcast on the planet. Let's go. So make sure you take notes. Make sure you listen up close, because I promise you, you're going to hear some things that you've never heard before. Number one, and I'm not going to say these things in any particular order, okay? Number one, you got to have habits, period. Like, you already currently have habits, but you have to have habits that align with success. Now, all of you know that, okay? You got to have habits that align with the successful individual that you want to be. And these habits have to be sustained for a very long time, like 5 to 10 years. And you'll get to the point that you're going to do it daily for the rest of your life. As a matter of fact, I still do it to today. So number one, okay, I know this is something that you don't do. Whenever, the night before, you have to go to work, school, or do anything, run your business, make sure that you have your clothes laid out. Which means is make sure you know exactly what you're going to wear in the morning. Okay. Now that may sound strange, right? You may say, well, Wesley, why is it important for me to know what I'm going to wear? Let me tell you something. You don't want to bombard your mind with decisions that are trivial, okay? Especially in the morning. Many people, when they wake up, they think about what they got to do, where they got to go, where they got to wear, work, job, school. It can be very overwhelming. So know exactly what you're going to wear. Lay out your clothes, okay? Now, what I used to do, and I still do this today, I typically wear one color, one type of shirt every day, because I don't do much, right? I don't, like, you won't see me out in the streets. You're not going to see me out hanging around in a bar, at a coffee shop. You're not going to see me there. My life is very structured, which means is I only wear black shirts, Hanro, or Zara, and they're fitted, and black shorts. Black shirts and black shorts. That's it. If you go to my closet, I have a section. It's nothing but black. because I don't want to have to make a decision on what I got to wear, what color, what matches with this. I don't want to do that, okay? I want to be able to go in my closet, put out some black shorts and some black jeans or black shirts, and that's it. You have to be able to make quick decisions because you don't want to use your brain making those trivial decisions when you're trying to build wealth. Does that make sense? And this is something that not only I do, Mark Zuckerberg, he has a video on the internet, talks about this as well. He owns Facebook.com, which is called Meta, Steve Jobs. If you notice, a lot of rich people, a lot of billionaires, if you just pay attention, they just tend to wear the same type of neutral colors. Mine is just gray and black, but recently just been black because it's easy. Okay, I don't want to think about what I got to wear. I don't want to think about what matches with this. It's going to be black shorts, black shirts, black pants. Get it? That's number one. Okay, number two. Listen, number two, this is important. Number two is make sure that your phone is on airplane mode, okay? My phone has been on airplane mode maybe for the past 15 years, okay? Airplane mode. Now, I know what you're thinking. Wesley, what if somebody calls you and it's an emergency? What if your kids call? What if your mama call? Okay, I get it. Listen, first of all, if it's an emergency, people that have a legitimate emergency, they will send you a text or they will leave a message. Two, the reason why you want to put your phone, not just on airplane mode, I'm sorry, on do not disturb. On do not disturb because you don't want to be interrupted or disturbed based off a ring, a ding, or a chime. For instance, say if you're working and you're very focused and mentally on a project, on a business, and then you hear a ring, you hear a buzz, it's gonna create a pattern interrupt. It's gonna take you out of your focus. So imagine that happening several times a day when you're trying to build wealth. Because listen, to build wealth, you have to be a master in what you're doing, which means you need immense focus. So I would suggest either airplane mode or do not disturb. That's what I do. Just do not disturb. Airplane mode can be when you go to sleep, but usually I do not disturb, and I only have about 2 or 3 people on my favorites list, okay? These are the people that I do allow calls from. But do not disturb. Put that on your phone. That is powerful. You don't realize, people don't realize how distracting a phone can be to your acquisition of wealth and prosperity and success, okay? And then you'll become addicted to it, right? You ever like looked at your phone all the time, looked at Instagram for no reason, look at TikTok, look at Instagram, look at Facebook, right? It's addictive. So you have to break that by putting your phone on do not disturb, which means as you choose to answer, to look at your missed calls, to look at your text messages, when you decide to do that, you take control. Okay? Are you guys with me? Take notes. Please write this stuff down. This is important. This made me rich. Okay? The next one is, first thing in the morning, drink a liter of water. Even by my bed, right here to my right, I have a liter of water. Okay, my maid, she ensures that she places water by my bed on my nightstand every day. So when I wake up, okay, I just drink a liter of water. I do my best to drink a liter of water. Now, why is that important? Well, most people don't do well because they don't feel well. And they don't feel well because they're not hydrated, okay? Your body is 70% water, okay? Which means that you have to be hydrated. You want to feel good in the morning? Drink water. You spend 6-8 hours sleeping, you are dehydrated because your body is still functioning, still absorbing and utilizing the nutrients and resources and water in your body, okay? So you're dehydrated. In the morning, first thing in the morning, drink a liter of water, as much as humanly possible. because you want to feel well. When you feel well, you do well. Does that make sense? Okay? That's a habit of mine. Next habit is I go to the gym 5 days a week. I've been doing this for a very long time, 20 years plus. 5 days a week. Now, let me tell you why I believe going to the gym is very important. And it's important to you making money, because going to the gym is not just about muscles and looking good. It's a stress reliever. Okay. It will elevate your immune system. Also, even muscle growth or lifting weights will reduce your chances of cancer and other metabolic diseases. And it's beneficial to your mental health. Listen, the average person that I talk to on the internet or even in person, when they're talking about their business, their life, they're talking about stress. Oh, I'm stressed out. I'm overwhelmed. This is just too much for me. I'm trying to run this business. I'm not making any money. And I ask them, I said, do you have a workout routine? And most people say no, or they don't work out often enough. Listen, there, in my opinion, there's a direct connection to your physical body, like actually pushing weights or doing some type of cardio. It's a direct connection to that, to your brain. When you work out, if you notice, you feel better and you feel accomplished. You feel that you have achieved something. Okay? So what it does is it starts to ignite the dopamine or the oxytocin levels in the mind or in the brain that makes you feel that you have actually achieved something. Does that make sense? So imagine working out all the time. Like the benefit of the, you know, obviously the final outcome is just how you look and you start to get compliments, and then you put yourself in the 5%. How many people do you think work out 5 days a week? Do your research. Less than 5% of people on the planet today work out 5 days a week. Less than 5%. So you're already putting yourself in the 3% percentile of people, because most people don't work out. They don't go to the gym consistently. Okay? So that was very helpful for me. I love working out. And then when I will work out, this is a true story, by the way, when I was doing my sets and when it was time for me to do that last set, I would say to myself, if I can do this last set, I'm going to make $1 million. I said, what if this last set was connected to me making $1 million? I would do that all the time before I made $1 million. And it would cause me to push harder from my biceps, from squats, like it's like, because you know when the pain starts to increase when you're doing reps or you're becoming fatigued in the gym, I would psych myself, say, you know what, if I do this, that means I'm a millionaire. Becoming a millionaire is going to do what's tough. Thousandaires, they don't want to do what's tough. They're going to do 10 sets, they're going to be done. I'm going to do 50, I'm going to do 20 sets. You get it? Most people, when they go in the gym, check it out, they do 3 sets of everything, maybe 4. I started to do 10 sets. See, this is how I thought. Now, this is before I made money. I was thinking, I said, well, you know what? I'm going to do 3 times more than what the average person does because I want this bad enough. I know the average person, when they go to the gym, they're going to do 3 sets of everything, right? Well, I'm going to do 10 sets of everything. Okay? I'm going to push myself to the limit. I'm going to create so much pain in my body that it's almost impossible for me not to succeed. And what started to happen, I applied that same mentality because I was fit and athletic before I became rich. Well, not athletic, but, you know, I was looking pretty good. My body was looking nice. So I applied that naturally, unconsciously to my business. When people were making 1 YouTube video a day, I would make 5 videos a day. You get it? When people were, I don't know, stop working after 12 o'clock, I would work to 4 o'clock. I would just naturally do more. Because I just assumed that other people were doing more as well. Does that make sense? So work out 5 days a week. It doesn't matter how long you work out, but if you do it, you need to put in the work. Okay? Are you with me here? Comment below. Next one is writing your journal. This is big. Write in your journal every day. Okay? Write in your journal every day. I can't listen. Of all the habits, as it relates to me making $1 million at 35 years old, writing in my journal was very significant. Okay? It was very powerful for me. I've told this story before. Years ago, I owned a 1988 Honda Accord. And every day after I would leave the gym, I would visit a very wealthy neighborhood in Houston, Texas. I did this every day for like years. And I would get in through the gated community. Of course, I would lie and tell them that I was training somebody in the community. And I would drive my car to the back where the estates were. I would park my car and I would sit at a park. And I had a blue journal. And every day for at least a year, I wrote my perfect day. And I wrote it in a way as if I was already achieving those things. Does that make sense? Every day. So what I would do, I put day one. And I would write, I'm so grateful now that I'm rich and successful. And I'm traveling to several countries around the world. So I would just write for at least an hour, sometimes two. Okay. I would write for 1 hour. Now, I did this every day. I want you to picture that. Okay. Young black kid driving this old car. I'm in my 30s and I'm writing every day my perfect day as if it was actually happening. So I was writing in the present moment every day. That is. Let me tell you what writing in a journal or just writing about your goals and what you want is so important, because whatever you consume your mind with, you got to really understand the faculties and the complexities of the mind. Whatever you consume your mind with, which means is whatever you focus on, whatever you think about, whatever you're writing, whatever you're talking about, whatever you're texting about, whatever you're watching, your mind is assimilating this information. So imagine every day around 1 o'clock, I'm writing for 1 hour and getting very clear about the life that I wanted to live. And it's so crazy because fast forward, I'm in my brand new penthouse here in Colombia, Medellin. 7,000 square feet penthouse. I'm going to give you guys a tour maybe tomorrow. In Medellin, right now, I'm in Colombia, my own place. I have a 12-hour chef because he's here 12 hours a day. He prepares me the most delectable, delicious meals that you will ever eat. And they're healthy. Saludable for my Latinos and Latinas. I have a maid that's here 8 hours a day that when I drop my drawers on the floor, she picks them up within minutes, because I'm not the cleanest person, I'm going to be honest. She makes my bed, changes my sheets every day. I have an assistant that is here 10 hours a day that's out there shopping for me, getting everything that I need. Everything, anything I need. Like tomorrow she's going to go find some paintings for the walls here. She's going to buy me an exercise chair. I just bought me a massager that was $10,000, a seat massage. Listen, she does that for whatever I need. She gets it done for me. And I have a driver 12 hours a day that would drive me anywhere I need to be in Medellin. That's on call. I can call my driver right now. He'll be here within an hour to take me where I need to go. Now, I don't say that to brag. I say that because that's what I wrote decades ago.
Okay? This is why, and I get it. You know, when you first start writing in the journal, you may not see anything take place in your life because there's a gap. And the gap is where you are and where you want to be. But the key is consistency. I want everybody to comment these words below. Consistency is key. And that's so applicable to everything in life. Like going to the gym, the reason why I have the body that I love and adore because of consistency of going to the gym 5 days a week. The reason why I can communicate well because of consistency. I've communicated for years, okay, over and over again. Does that make sense?
Write in the journal every day. Okay? Write in the journal. You have to, on purpose, consume your mind with the thoughts, the dreams, and the desires that you want to see take place in your life. And I know what some of you are thinking. Well, how? But how do you do it? How do you make the stuff on the paper happen? The how is none of your business. And I know, I get it. I get it. It's hard to believe that, right? But it's just not your business. That is not your focus. It is not your goal to focus on how you're going to do it. Your focus is what you want to become and how you want to experience life. Does that make sense? Okay? But if you don't do it consistently, you know, I met a young lady and I told her the same thing. I tell so many people to do this, and she started to do it. And I asked her the other day, you still doing it? Oh, yeah, sometimes. Well, I had to stop. I said, why did you stop? Like, why? And I think the only reason why people stop because they just don't believe it's going to work. They just don't believe it. And I'm like, you know, do your research on successful people. All successful people, what they all have in common is they knew exactly who they wanted to become. They knew exactly how they want to live their life. Period. How do you know that? You have to write it down. Okay? And next is no phone when you wake up. Okay? When you wake up in the morning, listen to me, Bighead. Do not. You hear me? Make sure you share this as well because this is important. Do not pick up your phone for the first 30 minutes to 1 hour. Don't do it. Let me tell you why. When you pick up your phone in the morning, immediately you're going to get sucked into a narrative. What does that mean, Wesley? That means is if something is going wrong in the world, you're going to be the first one to see it. If you see that there's some crime happening in your city, like, oh, my God, I can't believe why these people acting this way. Why is there so much crime? Why does it doesn't change? Oh, God. If you pick up your phone and check the weather, it's raining. Oh, man, it's going to be a rainy day. Oh, my God. Ugh. It's going to be a sucky day today because it's going to rain, clap. You get it? Or you may pick up the phone and you get a text message from someone that you don't want to receive it from. Someone that dislikes you or hates you or say that you pissed them off. I don't know. Do not pick up the phone. Okay? The first 30 minutes to 1 hour of your day, and you need to do something else, but do not pick up the phone. You can go shower, brush your teeth, go take a bath, a shower, go eat some toast. I don't care what you need to do, but do not pick up that phone because you're going to get sucked into the narrative. And that narrative, more than likely, is not going to be positive. Does that make sense? It's probably going to be dramatic, crazy, insane, saddening, horrific, alarming. And those type of emotions are not the emotions that you want to feel when you're creating the life that you want to create. Okay? Are you writing this down? Did you share that?
Last but not least, this is another one important one. Many of you who know me and know who I am should already know what the seventh habit is. I've been doing this for the past 15 years consistently. It is meditation and visualization. Okay? It is meditation and visualization. Okay? Now, I understand some of you have not bought the whole meditate every day deal. I get it. You know, many of you bitch and complain about, oh, I can't stand still. Oh, I don't know. I just can't do it. I can't focus properly. I keep thinking about other. I get it. You know, you tell me all the reasons why you can't do it. Meditation and visualization has been so pertinent with my success. It has been the keystone of me having millions of dollars in my account. You hear me? Okay? Now, I don't know when you're going to do it. I don't care if you don't, but I'm telling you the truth. Meditation and visualization has been a game changer for me once I begun to do it. I cannot go one day without meditating. It's impossible. Why? Because I know the powers and the effects of it. Okay? Meditation is just second to none. It's powerful. Now, let's talk about a visualization. So, when I meditate sometimes, I visualize like it's night. It's evening, right? It's 12:51 here in Colombia, okay? If I meditate tonight and I visualize, I'm thinking about the day that I want to have. That's all I'm doing. I'm thinking about on the private jets, flying around coast to coast, talking to millions of people, seeing and hearing my podcast being recommended all over the world, seeing my app being used by millions of users in the first month, being downloaded like crazy, changing lives. Okay, or I could see myself working out tomorrow. Tomorrow I got to do legs, so I see myself squatting. I could see myself doing the hip thruster. I could see myself doing my quads and my hamstrings. I could see myself waking up positive, happy, with a smile on my face. I can picture myself getting good news from the internet. Checking my Skype, checking my phone, having good news. I can picture myself checking my account, seeing $5 million in the bank account. Does that make sense? Look, I've been doing this for a very long time. And the great thing about visualization, you can picture whatever you want. So I was just picturing what I wanted. The great thing about this is the more you do it, because obviously if you picture $1 million in your bank account tomorrow, doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have it in your bank account. But imagine if you just kept picturing that over and over again. You kept seeing that. Many of you are visual. Most of you are either visual, kinesthetic, or auditorial, which means many of us, we create pictures when we think about anything. We think about our life. We think about our depressed moments. We think about our child. We pictures. Or some of you are auditory. A person that's auditory is a person that says, you hear me? Do you hear me, though? Do you really understand what I'm saying to you? Does that make sense? Does that make sense? That's an auditory person. That's with the hearing, okay? Then you have kinesthetic. It's people that say, do you feel me? You feel where I'm coming from? Huh? You feel me, bro? Those are kinesthetic people. You can tell by people's linguistics, how they speak, if they're kinesthetic, auditory, or if they're visual, okay? But most of us are visual people. So before I go to bed, I just think about
the day I want to have.
Now, listen, it doesn't matter if the day actually pan out or happen the way that you visualized it. What's important that you make it a habit. When LeBron James or Steph Curry, who is arguably the best shooter on the planet, this guy's not real. It's not important that he make the shot every time when he first started to shoot. It was important that he shoots 500 to 1,000 shots a day. In the beginning, that's what's important. Then later, it's important that he makes more shots or a higher percentage of the shots that he's taking. But in the beginning, it's just important for him to shoot the shots. So what I want you to understand that it's not important for you to do all the habits that I just explained to you, right? It's just important for you to do the habits. And by doing the habits daily, you're going to get good. And then you're going to get great. And then the life that you wanted will happen. Hey, guys, you have any questions for me? I'm going to go ahead and end this live, and I'm going to come back for questions here. But please share and like this and listen to it again. These are the seven habits that made me a multimillionaire at 35. Do them. Just try it out for a year. Give yourself a year. Buckle down and say, I'm going to do these seven habits for the next 365 days. I promise you. I'm not going to promise you that you're going to be a millionaire, but I promise you this. Your life will be different. You will be a different person if you consistently do what I just shared with you tonight. Hey, I'll be back live in the next 5 seconds. Much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Let's go.